boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If I learned anything today, we have some really good retinol in our routines. Or some really good liars. One of the two. We got to speak at McKinley Middle School today, and they thought we were 18 years old.
I was shocked because middle schoolers, I fear you. Because
they can be mean
you're
sometimes.
So honest. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody that's honest in this world, it is teenagers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Middle school kids. They're going to let you know what they like, and they're definitely going to let you know what they do not like.
Yeah.
So I did not know what to be walking into. But when they're like, you know, there's always that one kid that'll just be like, so how old are you guys? They'll just outright say it. I'm like, I have no problem. I don't care.
Same.
Whatever. Yeah, you can't help your age. And when we both said 28 and 30, they all were like, what?
Even before that, when you and I were talking, we always start our little spiel talking about how we got into radio and then how, you know, which department we've done and how long we've done it and all that fun jazz. I was watching one kid. Like, I saw his fingers. Like, he's counting. Like, oh, okay.
So doing
she
the math.
Did the morning scramble for 2 years. And then she did this. She was a street teamer. And then she was weekends. And, you know, and I'm seeing the same thing for you. And I could tell, like, they're doing math. So I think they thought we were 18. And they're like, wait a minute. So she did this for this and this and that. There's no way she's still 18. You know, and I'm like, so when they raise their hand and I can tell they want to ask us how old they are. I'm like, you've been doing math over there the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I walked in before you got there and one girl was like, so are you in college? And I said, no, I'm not. And then she turned to her friend and goes, so she's in high school. And I was like, you know what? In that case, yes, I am.
No, she did not.
A super duper trooper senior is what I am. And I will
live
by that.
You're talking about your career.
Yeah, if you didn't know, I started radio when I was 12.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know, TikTok trends, they come, they go, and sometimes they come back. And I'm kind of surprised. I've been seeing this on my For You page, and now tons of people are talking about it again 2 years later. The bird theory.
Remind me.
You may remember. It's kind of, do you remember the orange theory?
Yeah.
The orange peel, where you would ask your partner to peel it and see if they would. This one was kind of similar, and it's back where you go home and you tell your partner, I saw a bird today. And depending on how they react, it could say things about your relationship, I guess. If they are like, oh my gosh, really? What color was it? Where did you see it? Did it squawk at you? Did it, like, if they ask follow-up questions and act interested in something as stupid as seeing a bird, green flag, that's good. But if they ignore you or are like, okay, and what? Then you, that's not very nice. And apparently it's a red flag.
And this was 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
2023, so 2 years ago.
Was I single then?
Were you? Yeah. Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Or was I still in a I might have been in the other relationship, but I can tell you now, and we've talked about it before, this neighbor man, he's obsessed with birds. If I come home and I tell him...
Oh, dear. Well, it doesn't have to be a bird, I guess. What other...
if I told him about the bird, he'd be obsessed. He'd be like, well, tell me more. What kind of quack was it? Was it quack? Is it quack?
I'm sorry. Now you've entered. I don't know anything about this.
What kind of feathers does it have? What color? I mean, the man wouldn't shut up. I'd be like, it was a joke. And then you'd be like, well, now you've hurt my feelings.
Well, yeah, and then you failed your own bird theory.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I came across something on TikTok last night, and now, I don't know, I'm starting to think that Dancing with the Stars is rigged.
There's a lot of people saying stuff like that on TikTok, so I'm wondering what you saw, because I've seen some things too.
At least this week, for sure, I think it was rigged. Now, I don't know if every week is, but this week, hands down. Scott being eliminated was rigged. Hear me out. I think it was because I was on I was on Carrie Ann and Nava's like TikTok. She is just clearly she's seeing that people are talking trash about her. And so she's owning it. She's like making funny TikToks and things. And so I'm reading in the comments and people are like, oh, you queen or whatever. They're like, no, seriously, you should be fired. And things
like
that.
Oh, my God. This is a normal day.
And then I came across one comment and they were like, yeah, I saw the whole reason Scott got eliminated is because Pentatonix is going on tour and he needed to be eliminated because, well, he's got to get ready for rehearsals and because it just wouldn't work for his schedule. Well, then I deep dived and I did my research. Well, I looked to see, I knew we had six more weeks left. It was halfway through the season and based on when it would be done, I think it was like November 25th, they start their tour on like November 8th and they have like shows every other day. It just wouldn't work because they're all over the place. You've got Utah, Colorado, South Dakota, New York, North Dakota, Kansas City, you know, things like that. So it just like wouldn't work because he'd have to fly back to, you know, where are the rehearsals? Like New York?
I believe they're in Los Angeles.
Or Los Angeles. Okay. I couldn't remember where they're like housed. So it just like wouldn't work because he'd have to do a lot of, soon we're going to start doing two dances. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be even more on his body and more rehearsals he's going to have to do. Plus, do they dance in Pentatonix?
That's a great question. I don't know.
So you would have to have more rehearsals on that.
Yeah.
Plus vocal rehearsal and things like that. People are saying he had to be eliminated because he has to get ready for Pentatonix. And I'm like, you know what? I think you guys are right.
I don't know. I mean, it's very possible. I feel like it's not abnormal for someone to have like a hard out of a TV show because they're like, okay, I can stay this long. And then at some point you're going to have to get rid of me because there's just no way he was going to be on tour and on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Because that's 2 weeks away, right? Uh-huh. That his tour kicks off. And the show is only, they said halfway through, there's five more weeks.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
No, 100%.
It wasn't going to happen.
When I heard this, I was like, you know what? I did in the moment kind of felt like, Scott kept saying, oh my God, I want to be here. I love this show, blah, 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 blah. And I just kind of felt like when he got eliminated, I felt like he wasn't as sad as he should have been.
Mm.
So now hearing this, I'm like, you know what? That's why he wasn't as sad as I felt like he should have been. Because he kind of knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming, maybe?
But for somebody who was so obsessed with Wicked, I kind of felt like that was kind of horrible to make him go on Wicked Night. You know what? He saw it 20 times. Why would you do it to him on Wicked Night? That's brutal. Unless he chose it. Still.
The conspiracy theories. You've got the tinfoil hat on. Jaden at Night is going to have another edition of Thursday Night Lights kicking off after 7 o'clock tonight with Xavier Cheer hanging out with her until 9 o'clock. But we figured why not have you join us to get us ready and in the school spirit for some Friday Night Football because we definitely need the help.
I don't know if you heard it, but a couple weeks ago, Taylor and I realized we don't really know mascots for the schools.
Oh, no, I heard it. I definitely heard that.
She's like, clocked it.
Clocked that one. I'm remembering it. Yep.
So we made an absolute fool of ourselves. So we thought, as someone who would know all of the cheerleading teams, and you probably know the mascots, you should be the one to quiz us to see how stupid are we.
We gotta brush up on our skills.
I'm really ready for this. You know, I'm gonna give you some easy ones, but I might throw a few curveballs in there. I'm really excited.
Okay.
We're gonna start off easy with the Washington
Warriors.
Yes, well, Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors. What about the Jefferson
Jayhawks? You are just copying me.
No, I know that.
All right, the Kennedy.
Is it Cougars?
Cougars.
It is Cougars.
Oh,
you guys
God.
Are correct. The Center Point Urbana.
Storm and Pointers.
Pointers.
Yes.
But
what
isn't
is
it
that?
Storm and Pointers?
It's Storm and Pointers. Pointer is the dog, like the
Wait,
German
what?
Short-haired pointer.
What?
Yes. Because I'm obsessed because my nephew's a German short-haired pointer. I love it.
I just picture the guy, the picture that's like, I want you. That's the pointer.
Uncle
I think
Sam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you know what?
They're actually the Uncle
He's
Sam.
He's pointing.
The Uncle Sam's.
Perfect. Okay, what about Anamosa?
Raiders.
They're actually the Blue Raiders.
I went there.
I understand, but you're the
that?
Blue Raiders.
Nobody ever said Blue Raiders.
Well, that is exactly what I have in front of me.
Animals
I think
Raiders.
They probably are the Blue Raiders.
Mm. What about the
Vikings.
The Vinton Vikings. Sorry.
I did not know that.
No, she thought, what did you think we were? You guessed everything, like pirates and everything underneath
yeah,
the sun.
I can't remember.
I'm like, it makes sense. Vinton Vikings.
The one that I always got confused on, and I'll quiz you guys on this one too, is the Clear Creek Amana.
Oh, I know.
Clippers.
It is. Yes. It is the Clippers. And I mean, as someone who just like moved into the Amanas, I'm like, what is a clipper? Like,
is it a scissor?
No, it's like a boat.
It's a ship.
What?
Yeah, we're the fighting boats.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do they bring a boat out as their mascot?
Oh, like, my
no
gosh.
No disrespect, I'm asking.
Every part of me hopes producer Ben was the boat. I hope he was the mascot boat. Oh, put that on your resume.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm a little jealous because you got to talk to Rebecca Kopelman today.
I did.
Queen of weather. Did you ask her about the weather? Well, okay, we should back up because what the heck were we doing? We did not like infiltrate her show or anything, but we were at McKinley Middle School for their like career day today and we met there. And apparently after I pulled away, you got to talk to Rebecca Kopelman.
Yeah, we parked like two cars away from each other. I didn't even notice it.
So did you ask about the weather or
that
what?
That is the stupidest thing to ask me, Taylor. You don't just go up to Rebecca Kopelman and be like, hey, Rebecca, how's the weather? That's so mean.
No, but I feel like, what's coming up? How's the weather life treating
you? Don't you think that's mean?
No, I don't think so.
I think it
is. How many times do you see someone and they're like, okay, oh my gosh, what did you talk about on the radio this week? Or how's work?
I took it more as somebody coming up to us and be like, do your radio voice. And I'm like,
oh, no.
My radio voice is my voice, you guys. Come on now.
No, I'd be like, how's it treating you?
Okay, now I got to ask Rebecca if she gets annoyed when people ask her about the weather.
Because
here's the thing. If you ask me what's going on with the show, I love to talk about it. Mm-hmm. That's different. So I wonder if she does like to talk about the weather.
See,
maybe she's geeky about it. You know, she's like,
maybe.
You got 20 minutes?
Let's talk about, you know,
it's probably
the high
more
heats
nerdy
of October or something. You know, she's
maybe
better
she
than
likes
me
to go in more depth, if that makes sense.
Maybe.
Like, things that she's like, they make me go more boring.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let me go in like more nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go more nerdy with you?
If I was queen of meteorology, like Rebecca Kopelman, mm-hmm, I'd be messing with people. I'd be like,
you lied.
Watch out next week. You don't even know what's about to hit you. That's
it's
what I would say.
Snow.
I'd just start lying to people. That's why I'm not. They won't allow me.
Guess what? It's
going to
be 90.
I'm saying she's better than me because that's what I'd be doing.
Last night, I just needed a really good movie because I got to be honest with you. It was the time of the month and my cramps were cramping and I just needed to put on like a real good rom-com and I just wanted to fall asleep to it.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to every single time, you know me, Legally Blonde.
Right.
I know it like the back of my hand, okay? I could quote it from start to finish. Here's the deal. I've got it on VHS. Don't ask questions.
That is like actually diabolical. I'm sorry.
Got it on VHS. I got it on DVD and I got it on Blu-ray, all right? However, it would take way too much that, and I didn't have it in me last night to get that all set up,
mm-hmm,
get it plugged into our projector, and I wasn't about to do it. Our projector is currently like took up to like a fire stick
because it's 2025, like a normal person.
Yeah,
that's what you would do.
Yeah, and so I asked ChatGPT last night. I was like, okay, what streaming service has Legally Blonde? And it was like, if you want to watch Legally Blonde, you've got to buy it off of Amazon. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So that was it. That was the only option. You had to pay for it. I'm like, well, I already own it. We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, fine. Meet Me in St. Louis is my second option when I'm not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You have to pay for it. I'm like, okay, well, I own that on DVD and I'm not getting it out.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said to ChatGPT, I'm like, okay, I need a feel-good movie that you know I have probably, it doesn't know me.
I'm like, you do be talking to that thing. I don't know. I might.
That you know I've probably seen 1,000 times, but I can most likely fall asleep to. It could be back like background music, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As I'm typing that in, my boyfriend neighbor man goes, Miss Congeniality. And it pulls up a list of movies. Third option is Miss Congeniality. And I'm like, what's Miss Congeniality? And he goes, oh, it's like Sandra Bullock and a detective and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know that I've seen this. At least, maybe I have. I don't recall, to be quite honest with you. But now, I didn't put it on. The only reason I didn't is because I just wanted something that I've seen, again, 1,000 times.
Right.
And I can quote and I could fall asleep to. I didn't want to put something on that I would have to pay attention to last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do fear that I'm going to have to watch Miss Congeniality.
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
I don't think I have.
I also would like to give some brownie points to Neighbor Man for even knowing what that is.
Why is it good?
Well, because, I mean, I feel like it falls under, like, classic chick flicks with Legally Blonde, with, like, Devil Wears Prada. Like, those type of movies. Yes. But it is, like, a good one to watch with your partner because it is, like, a cop, but also undercover as a pageant girl. That's why I'm surprised you haven't seen it, because you are always saying you wish you were a pageant girl.
I do. Wait, so I should make him watch it with me this weekend?
Don't put my name to that, because I don't want him to be mad at me. We need to talk about gaming, and if it's possible that things have gotten worse at my house. You know how I feel when my boyfriend Curly, and I know you feel the same way, you feel neglected, okay? When they're like, okay, babe, I'm going to go game in my gaming room for the rest of the night. Because then you're like, what am I supposed to do? This isn't time together. And normally that's when I like watch a show he doesn't care about or whatever. But I will complain about it every time and make him feel bad. Like, oh my gosh, you're abandoning me. But more recently, in the last couple of nights, he's gotten his Switch out, which is handheld. And that's not normally what he does. He plays on a PC, so he has to sit at his desk. But he got this new game on his Switch, which means he's playing it out in the living room. While we're on the couch, after dinner, he'll pull his Switch out and he's playing like Pokemon or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, at least we're spending time together. You're near me. We're in the shared space. But I fear it's worse, because anything on TV or that I see on TikTok that I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this. He'll be like, yeah, one sec, I gotta get this guy. Oh, I gotta get the Pokemon. And I'm like, he's zombified.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I'm like, would I rather you be in your gaming room? I feel like I'm leaning towards yes.
Does he wear headphones when he, like, games when he does?
When he does it, his computer, yes. Not with this.
Is
new
he playing on silent mode or? Like, no.
I don't know. I guess I
do. Do you hear it?
No, I don't hear anything, but he also doesn't have headphones on. So, yeah, he's probably playing silent.
Oh, see, so the only thing I can kind of relate, because my boyfriend does have like a hand, it's not a Switch, but it's something like
handheld.
Yeah, it's something exactly like that. But I bought, and it was my stupid, stupid self that I bought him these headphones that wrap around his head and goes around his ears. Yeah. And he's obsessed. That's all he wears. Mm. Out in public, all the time, 24/7, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like to the point that I'm like, I'll have a conversation with him, and I don't even know if he hears me. And I'm like, are you listening? Because I can hear he's listening to something else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the point? So I can relate to you, because I'm like, okay, I'll just wait till the video you're apparently listening to is over. Just going to wait until the commercials hit again.
That's a good point.
My boyfriend Neighbor Man told me I have to stop thinking about the proposal, because if I keep thinking about it, I'm going to know what's happening. And if I stop thinking about it, then maybe I won't know what's happening. But you know me, I can't stop thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Did any of that make sense?
Oh, welcome to the show, everyone. If you're new here, she thinks if he moves his pinky finger in one direction, that means, oh my God, he's proposing.
If he breathes weird, it's happening, people.
But he's told you he wants to do it in a way that you're not going to see coming, mm-hmm. that you're actually surprised by, which I fear is becoming more and more impossible the mm-hmm. longer he waits.
Exactly. No, 100%. And so here's the thing. I came across a TikTok video last night that I was like, wait a minute. If he does it this way, he might actually get away with proposing to me, and I would never know what's happening. So it was a TikTok where this girl thought she was helping her best friend get proposed to, but actually she was planning her own the entire time.
Wow. What?
Yes. So what happened is basically her own man set her up to plan her best friend's engagement, but her best friend was not getting engaged, and her best friend knew that uh-huh. and was playing along the entire time uh-huh. and then when it came to the day, she got engaged.
So she was picking out like exactly mm-hmm. what she wanted without even realizing
exactly
it.
So I was like, you know what, as someone who I love planning, I'm the planner here at work and all these things, I'm like, wait a minute, this would work. I love all that. I'm very detail-oriented. What if I were to plan somebody else's engagement? I wouldn't even think about it. I would do all the details. I get to the very day and I would have no, I'd be like, oh my God, this person's getting engaged. And next thing I know, neighbor man's down on the ground. I'd be like, what the heck are you doing? Get up, get up. This is somebody else's day. Oh, like, I would have no idea.
Oh God, I didn't even think about that.
I'd be like, move, you know, this is supposed to be somebody else's day. So I show him the TikTok and he goes, he watches the whole way through and he goes, honey, this would work if you had a friend.
Oh, gee whiz.
Now, some of you were like, that was rude. But you know what? I was like, you know what? He's not wrong, though.
Well, no, it would have to be so specific because, number one, it would have to be someone you have enough in common with that. Because I feel like if you got given the responsibility to help your friend with their proposal, air quotes, you would want to do it in a way that matches them. You know what I mean? Me, example. I have said before, I don't want, nobody's going to know. You know what I'm saying? You're going to catch on right away if he says, oh, you should help Taylor get proposed to.
I'd be like, say, first off, she's keeping it a secret, so why am I planning? No. She's going to elope. It's going to be engaged elope right away. What are you talking about?
But then even if you had a different friend, what if that friend is completely opposite of you?
You're right.
And wants something really private and like photos or you wouldn't set any of that up and you want it to be live streamed, baby.
Cinderella.
I don't think this is gonna work.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know when you're out and about, like running errands or shopping? And you can just like see a guy and be like, oh, I know he's miserable to be here. He does not want to be shopping right now. That's kind of inspired a TikTok trend. I keep seeing this guy going to Costco and he will go up to guys who are clearly with their wife or girlfriend or whatever. And he will say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love coming to Costco with your wife? Spoiler alert, most of the answers are 0. Or I like coming by myself, but with her, it's a 0. Or I hate it, and that's why she's over there, and I'm over here right now. And I was like, wow, it really is a universal experience for them to be miserable. Why? I'm having fun.
I'm having fun, but I think I know why he sometimes doesn't like to go with
really?
Me. Really? Yeah, it's because I need to organize my list a little bit better. As someone who used to work at a grocery store, you would think I have it together. I, in fact, do not. I know there are people there out there who've got your lives together. I want to be you, and someday I will. It's not today. Who've got it organized that, like, your list starts in the on the outskirts, right? Where you've got it in the freezer section. Then you've got it where it's, like, the next aisle after that, I think, is, like, paper towels and like,
oh, you know better than me. I have no idea.
See, they got it down. I don't. And then it's like after that, I think it's pop and things like I don't. But one day I will. Mine's like, oh, hairspray. So then we go to one aisle and then I'm like, oh wait, we need pop. Then we go to the other, which is on the other side of town or on a town.
And basically it's like basically a town in there.
And then I'm like, oh wait, bananas, and that's on the other. And then I'm like, oh wait, back to we forgot toothpaste, which is on the other. And then he gets
marathon in.
Yeah, he does. I care about his fitness.
Oh, how kind of you.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yeah, we get lots of different training here at the radio station. You get on-air training. Even the street teamers get training on how to set up different equipment. But one thing we did not get trained on is our handwriting. And we should have before we were allowed to leave these doors.
Yeah, I did not get that.
Then you're like, what? Why? Because we got asked so many times today for our autograph. And honestly, I kind of felt stupid. Only because I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. We got to speak at McKinley Middle School today. It was an honor. Thanks for letting us be there and talk about our start of our career here at the radio station. All the different departments we've got to do. And different careers within radio. Mm-hmm. After each session that we got to talk to in different groups, a couple kids would come up and ask for our autograph. The first one I did, did my name in cursive. And then the kid passed it off to you. And then I noticed you did not. And I was like, oh, shoot. Was that dumb of me to do my hand in cursive? And the reason I said that was because I don't think cursive is really being taught. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if it's really being taught now in school. So then I was like, oh, do they even know what that is? I don't know. And they're like, are they even going to be able to read it? I don't know. So then I was like, shoot. So then the next kid, I wrote my name in not cursive. So then I'm like, well, crap. Normally when I do write my name, like, you know, when you pay a bill at the whatever, I write
signature.
Yeah, I write it in cursive. So now I got to work on my signature, not as cursive. And I don't know. It's not, I don't know how to make it pretty.
Well, from my end, I'm like, maybe I'm stupid. Cause I just was like, oh, I'll write my name. Cause in my mind, cursive is for bills and doctor notes. You know what I'm saying? I do that only. I don't write anything, okay? That's the Gen Z in me. Everything is digital. I type on my phone. I type on my computer. I am, like, never handwriting anything. So I just was like, yeah, that's my name, Taylor, and then a little smiley face. But you did it in cursive. I'm like, well, did I do it wrong? Because that's stupid. And then I started overthinking it, and I didn't say it out loud because I didn't want these kids to be like, is she okay? Definitely not. Am I supposed to put Taylor from Zoo in a 2.9 or Taylor from Those Girls in the, because those pieces of paper just said Destiny and Taylor. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not like Taylor Swift where you can write Taylor Swift and everybody knows that's Taylor Swift. It's just Taylor. Who? Taylor. From down the street. I don't know.
You're right. You're
right. There's a lot. I'm feeling really insecure right now.
No, and here's the thing. This is so embarrassing. And nobody take this audio and save it anywhere, okay? I'm going to say this one time, and we're going to forget this moment. Do you understand me? I was, as a high schooler and maybe a little bit in middle school, I kind of lived for this moment. I was preparing because I kind of wanted to be a singer one day and an actress. So in class, when I was bored, I would work on my
practice.
I did. I don't know about you. Or I thought maybe I'd be a doctor. Joke's on me. I'm not smart enough for that. So I would work on my cursive. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I perfected it. So when that kid asked me for my first autograph, I did it. My doctor, my actress, singer way.
Yeah.
And then when I saw you didn't do it, I'm like, crap, I'm not ready for the other way.
I think I'm just 10 years old and don't realize that they probably meant cursive.
We need to be trained. What do we do here?
Next time, I'm just going to give them my social security number just for funsies.
I could talk for hours on in and in and in forever. You can't get me to shut up sometimes. However, when I speak in front of a class, I freeze. And I don't know what it is because it's different in front of a, like a concert. If I were to ever do like an announcement, like, hey, up next is the Pork Tornadoes. I could do that easily. Mm-hmm. I don't freeze there. What's different about a classroom and teachers? I don't know how you do it. Maybe it's a smaller venue, but every little thing, I'm like a squirrel. Mm. It distracts me. A kid whispers in their best friend's ear or says something. I'm like, whoop. Lost my train of thought, or they shuffle their paper, whoop, lost my train of thought, or, you know, they put their jacket on, something like that. Literally, I lose my train of thought. Happened today. I literally looked at you and I'm like, where was I? And you were like, I don't even know where you were. I don't know how do you teach in front of the students and then talk about whatever you're talking about, whether that's social studies, science, whatever, and keep going. What I have to do, and I've never had to do this before. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what. I have to not look at them. And it's not them, it's me. I have to like look at the floor or look at the wall or like look up at the ceiling and just stay there until you start talking. Then I can look at them. Because I'm just so easily distracted. I'm like, squirrel! Are you the same way?
Well, this is why.
Because I was talking to Rebecca Kopelman, because I saw her after all of this. She said she's the exact same way.
Mm-hmm. Teachers are another breed.
I know.
Superheroes. Uh-huh. Okay. If you haven't been told, thank you.
We thank you.
My goodness. You cannot be replicated because I don't understand it either. The closest I have been is teaching dance to little kids.
You get distracted there too?
It was really hard for me for little kids. Obviously, so much fun, and they're adorable, but they're talkers. They don't know. If they got something to say, they're going to say it right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're going to probably say it loudly, even though you're already speaking. it was really hard for me not to be like, I can't think. Hello, I'm talking. Like, you know what I mean? That's why little kids, some people are great at it. Not my cup of tea. That's why I love seeing teachers on TikTok being like, 1, 2, 3. Like, they have these code, like, call and responses with kids that are like a nice way of saying, shut up, I am speaking. I feel like you also have to have a very specific look, because I saw it today a couple times.
Really?
As you were talking, and maybe like somebody was making a little comment, or, you know, like kids, they're gonna comment on everything. I could see that look from across the room. That teacher gives the look of like, you better stop it right now.
Really?
And they know.
I need to work on it.
It's like they're like mind speaking to them. You don't have to say, she didn't have to say nothing. She just was giving them the look of, you better stop it right now.
I need a teacher to teach me that. Give me the look.
What? No, because you, if somebody starts talking, you're like, wait, what did you say? Oh, let's talk about that. You don't have, not for you.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Taylor forgot her lunch at home today.
And I didn't realize until I was halfway down 380, I forgot my fried rice in the fridge. And, you know, that's a really upsetting thing.
That's what you were going to eat today? That's it? Just fried rice? I mean, fried rice is good, but that's it?
Okay, how dare you? You didn't have it.
Just fried rice?
Steak fried rice.
Oh, okay. Okay, you should have said it was steak fried rice.
It could have been dog food, and I would have been ticked off that I was halfway down the interstate and forgot my lunch.
Well, you inspired me with forgetting your lunch today for tonight's.
You're welcome.
Tonight's trivia question. Surprisingly, that's not the answer, though. Forgetting your lunch. Here's the question. What is the most common thing people forget to do when leaving the house?
I feel personally victimized. You can text in your guest, 319-200-1029.
Question tonight. What is the most common thing people forget to do when leaving the house? What is it? Why are you looking at me?
Well, I just feel like you're a pretty forgetful person. This is targeting, I believe. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I offered to take Taylor to Zio Giano's today for lunch. I did. I really did. Because she forgot lunch.
Left it at home. It's like one of those things. Normally, I'm really good about setting it out, and I just know to grab it. Today was not that day.
You stayed up way too long on TikTok last night, didn't you?
Yes.
I know you so well.
Group 7 gets it.
Tonight's trivia question. Well, it's in honor of Taylor forgetting her lunch. The question is, what is the most common thing people forget to do when leaving the house? What is it?
I feel personally attacked. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, though, Kim said to turn the stove off.
That's going to be my boyfriend. That is going to be.
That's my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. He is lucky that I catch it every single time. But there's going to be one of these days that I leave before him, and he will cook after I leave, and I'm not going to see it.
He is so bad. He at least has programmed himself that if he is driving away from the house and he has that thought, oh my God, did I turn the stove off when I just came home for lunch? He'll turn around. He knows better.
We need what our coworker Jill has.
Yes.
We were in a meeting with her and she's like, oh, I just noticed somebody turned the oven on. She got an alert on her phone. I'm like, what world do you live in?
I need that. And to be able to shut it off too. Because the minute you think that, you're not going to be able to think about anything else.
Mm-mm.
You can't.
9823 said blow out a candle. I'm not proud of this, but I have left the house. This is probably 3 or 4 times now.
Oh my God.
Or fallen asleep with a candle lit. I'm not proud of it. Do not recommend. You should not do that. Be smarter than I am. I am stupid.
You should be like only allowed to use candle warmers.
Yes, I use candle warmers now because of this.
That's bad.
I should be a warning label. Like a fire department should hire me. Don't be like this idiot. You know how, like,
they're not going to pay you to sleep with your candle lit.
No, you know how, like, there's, like, always, when you get hired at a job, they make you watch those, like, boring, but they're very informational.
Oh, like training videos.
Uh-huh, but they should hire me and be like, mm-hmm. Don't be like this idiot. Her name is Destiny, mm-hmm. and she has fallen asleep several times with her candle still lit. Get a candle lamp, whatever they're called. I do have them now.
That should,
because yeah. they're timed.
You could do that. 1751 said to unplug the straightener.
That's why I take a picture of it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I did not know this about you.
And then I still tell my boyfriend neighbor man to double check my work.
Wow.
That's the same thing that happens here now at work.
You do.
Because she can double check this. But there was one day that I used the stove here at work and then panicked at 7 o'clock at night. Like not 7 o'clock because we leave at seven. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I panicked that I didn't turn the oven off and I was texting you and Spencer from 1600 ESPN. I'm like, did I turn it off? I don't remember. So now I turn it off. I take a picture of it. And then I still tell you to double check my work mm-hmm. because I don't trust myself. Mm-hmm. I'm stupid. Anyways, someone really should hire me for a training video as the idiot in the video. No. There's always an idiot in the video. I'm the idiot. You don't even have to pay me. I'll just do it because I know that I'm the idiot. Sorry.
Oh, I hope this felt good for you to get it all did. This out.
I really needed
feels
to get
therapeutic.
I really needed to get all that out. The question tonight, what is the most common thing people forget to do when leaving the house? What is it?
Text in your guest to 309-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I just ask that they don't hire me to do it here, because that would be really embarrassing that, like, you know, our new coworkers moving forward watch a video, and then they're like, wait a minute, were you in that video?
Oh, I got this audio that I'm about to download after this. They'll just send it out to everybody that way.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Question tonight, what is the most common thing people forget to do when leaving the house? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The most common thing people forget to do when leaving the house? Turn off the lights.
No.
What?
Y'all must have not grown up with a dad
who yelled here we go.
You to shut the lights off when you leave a room.
I did. I, in fact, did live with a dad like that. You would get 1 foot out that door or that room. What are you doing? Turn the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay the electricity bill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like ingrained in me that even if my boyfriend Curly like will be in his bathroom showering or whatever, and then he could like come sits on the couch and he's going to go back in there to, I don't know, brush his teeth or put on moisturizer or whatever. If it's more than like 2 minutes that he's going to like sit on the couch to relax for a minute, I'm going to be like, shut the light off.
Mm-hmm.
We're burning energy here. Mm-hmm. Shut the light off when you leave a room.
I sometimes don't even want the lights on. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like so engraved in your head. I'm like, do I even really need it on? Mm-hmm. I think I could survive with my phone light. You know what I'm saying? That's just wasted energy.
I mean, that might be a little extreme, I suppose.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.